Time to get our weekly hit of all things sciencey, and we do that with Professor John O'Connor from School of Maths and Science. Good morning, John.
Morning, Mark.
Look, today we're going to go out there. We're going to go way out there, and you've got this object that's just hurtling through the universe we want to have a look at today.
Well, the astronomers are really, really impressed with this. They're really excited because this looks like the first asteroid or comet that's come from outside our solar system.
Okay.
Now, all the comets and asteroids that we worry about, I mean, they've actually got a system out there trying to monitor them, make sure that we don't get hit by another one, like we did when the dinosaurs were around, or like the one that hit Russia a couple of years back. Get a bit of warning. And we know where we know where all of them come from. They either come from the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter, and they get sort of off course a bit, and they come down, they whiz around. And there are some which have come from the Oort cloud, which is a collection beyond Pluto. Now, to understand how we know where they come from, it's like rolling a ball down a hill. If you're halfway up the hill and you roll it down, when it gets to the bottom, you know how fast it's travelling. If you roll it from the top of the hill and it gets to the bottom of the hill, you know how fast it's travelling. And so when they're coming whizzing past Earth, we measure their... We do a radar check on them. Yeah, please get out there with a radar check.
and send a
fine
out.
That's right. And we know the speed they're doing, and so we know where they've come from. The trouble with this one is it's going too fast, which means it came from beyond the Oort cloud, and unless it happens to have an unfortunate interaction with the planet or something, it's going so fast that it's going to leave the solar system. So this is the first asteroid they can definitely identify that has come from outside our solar system, which is exciting.
This is very exciting. The fact it's going to whiz straight through on a whistle-stop tour, just straight through and be honest.
Well, another reason that they know it's from somewhere strange is because all the planets sit in what's in the solar system plane. You know, they all sit on like a plate, all orbiting the sun. This one has come from above the plate. So that's already unusual. It wasn't detected till after it had passed by the sun. So it came in, went between Mercury and the sun deflected it round, and it's now travelling out across the solar plane, all the planets, and it's actually going to do a flypast of a few of the planets out there. Hopefully it's not an intelligent device sending back information about us and all the other planets. But
sure, it'll be fine.
It's about 400 metres across. And so, yes, it's doing this transit of our solar system. But as I said, by the time it gets to the end, it won't slow down, stop and turn around and come back looping through past the sun as the comets do or the asteroids do. It's going to keep going at quite a speed.
Do we have any thought on how far it may have travelled before it gets here?
Well, actually, what they're doing is they're trying to... They have to try and identify it back in the past to identify its trajectory. The more accurately they can determine its trajectory, they can more accurately determine where it came from and where it's going to. In fact, it's going to the constellation of Pegasus now. They know that fairly accurately. But where it came from is the interesting thing. When we identify where it came from, we might have an idea of how long ago it came, because we could actually sort of wind the universe back and see what was there in the past. But given the distance between the stars, it's probably going to be millions of years, if not longer, since it last was part of some solar system somewhere else.
So this thing's really chalking up some frequent fly miles, isn't it?
It's also breaking a number of speed limits that we didn't expect it to break.
Fair enough. I guess as long as it's not really heading on a collision course with us, I think we'll be okay.
No, and I think the encouraging thing too is that it's showing that we've got the detection equipment out there to find these things, because we do need to track the millions of asteroids that are out there, because we want to know when they're going to pass by. This one didn't come too close to the Earth, about 60 times the distance from the Earth to the Moon. Now, we've seen more closer shaves in recent times where they've come between the Earth and the Moon, and they're still quite some distance away. But certainly, yes, there's now a major tracking exercise out there to pick up all the asteroids and comets that may come close, not only to the Earth now, but to, you know, over the next century, because over the next century, we might have a chance to deflect them.
I can't wait for that to happen.
In fact, I'll put a plug in here. Later this month, I'll be giving a talk to the Hunter Pi group at East Maitland, which is on how you deflect asteroids and how you might be able to change their trajectory in the future to make sure they don't hit the Earth.
Of course, the scary part is we need one of a decent size to be close enough to us, and we'll all be panicking by that stage, won't we? You'll need a kid that really did good on video games to be able to use the equipment, won't you?
Either that, or you get up there and deliberately shepherd it, because if it's an asteroid and if it's it's a metallic asteroid, it's probably got a lot of very valuable stuff in it, mainly nickel and chromium. But there's, you know, you get a decent sized asteroid and you can actually kill the gold and platinum market in the world, because there's more gold and platinum in that asteroid than there is on the Earth's market at present. So certainly they're a huge resource, and people have been talking about using them as a resource for space travel.
We'll go back, if that happens, we'll go back to using tulips as as a measure of weight. Who knows? Thanks, John. We'll look forward to that, and keep an eye on that asteroid for us, won't you?
Thank you.
John O'Connor, 2NURFM, 103.7.